Now we come to paragraph Chavtes. Again, a very important lesson. Vezehu, now you're going to understand the wording of the Gemara when the Gemara talks about courts and justice, the court system, which is the whole justice of the world and everything. So we know that in court, two people come to court. Some, in many cases, there's a good guy and a bad guy. There's right and wrong. But we know that according to the Torah, usually what the judge should try to do is try to work out a compromise, some kind of a pshara. Try not to have to make one guy totally bad and one guy, you know, unless there are certain cases where you have no choice. But usually the best thing is if you can work out some kind of compromise so that you don't have to label either one of them as no good or bad. So the Gemara makes a statement, Kol vezehu kol hadon din emes lamitoi, any judge who is zoiche to come out with a judgment that's the truth of the truth. Emes la'amitoi, truth of the truth, nase shutuf la'kodesh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. He becomes a partner to Hashem in creation. Look at the wording in this Gemara and watch how Rav Nosson Zal is going to make this so perfect. V'diktiku ha'poiskim tevas la'amitoi. And the poiskim, the Shulchan Aruch, the bet kemuva b'beis Yosef, b'ascholas tur choshen mishpah. The rabbis in the Shulchan Aruch put tremendous emphasis on that second word, la'amitoi. It's not enough for a judge to judge truth. It's got to be the truth of the truth. Emes la'amitoi, meaning hainu kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says this goes back to what we explained earlier. Sheho ikur hu lodun emes la'amitoi daika. The most important thing is to make a judgment that's the truth of the truth. Livli litoi sesatzmoi alidei ho emes, Lahatoi sadin, not to make a mistake, not to use truth to make all kinds, to do all kinds of damage and harm. With regular truth, you can blow people away. Your son does something terrible, and you tell him, you know what you just did? Only an idiot can do that. Person would say, I'm telling the truth. I'm a rabbi. Mamish, I'm a rabbi. I'm a tzaddik. I just spoke the truth. That kind of truth buries, Pichas Hashem. That kind of truth destroys. That's what Hashem wants? Hashem who is Emet, that's what you think that truth is going to get you Olam Haba, Chas Hashem? If you did something to stab another Jew, Chas Hashem? So even though it's true, it's not what's really needed here. What's really needed here is to be able to say to that kid, you're such a good boy. You have such potential. You've done so many good things. Why in the world would you do something like that? This isn't for you. This is a nut. You're an intelligent, you're a good person with a good heart. I've seen you do so many good things, and I know that you're still capable of doing good. Rakiye emes borur vozach. But rather, a person has to make sure that their emes is pure, completely pure. Bechinas emes la'amitoi, the truth of the truth, that higher level of truth. V'hu ke'en shepirshu ha'meforshim sham, just as we find the commentaries over there in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch explain, la'afuke din meruma. This comes to exclude a false kind of judgment. In other, not the word meruma doesn't mean just false, phony, a phony kind of judgment. Like there's a phony in religion, person who makes believe he's religious. You look at it looks like what he's doing is religious, but really it's the antithesis of religion. Person who's burning another Jew, who's using religion to burn another Jew. Wow, looks like really religious. Just like in the old days, they used to throw rocks, skila, you have it in the chumash, skila, sreifa. Wow, we're going back to the good old days. We're throwing rocks at people and everything. Mamish, this is fulfilling the Torah in its original form. But that's not what Hashem really wants. That's the Satan dressing himself up in a mitzvah, in Torah. Ayin Shom, look over there in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, and look at the Gemara where it explains this, Don Emes La'amitoi. Hainu Kanal, as we said earlier, V'oz Nase Shutuf La'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. And if a person does this, if a person gets to that higher truth, then he's a partner with Hashem in creation. Hold on a second. What in the world does this have to do with creation? Ki ikar ma'isa bereishis hoyadeh ho emes lamitoi daiko. Because as we said before, the highlight of creation, the most important event in creation, which was the creation of man, came about through what we just said, through Hashem making the judgment of emes la'amitoi, through Hashem looking beyond the emes, beyond the truth that the angels were professing, and they were saying, ki ho emes ha'poshut kitrei gabriyas adam, because the regular emes justified not creating man, explained why not to create man. Shehu ikar kol ma'aseh bereishis, man who is the most important feature in all of creation. V'al kein ikar ma'aseh bereishis shu briyas ha'odom ho'yorak al yidei ho'emes lamitoi daika. Therefore, the highlight of creation was only able to happen as a result of Hashem going to the emes la'amitoi, Hashem rejecting the lower level emes and going to that higher level emes. Shehu amitosoi bi'atzma yisborach, which is Hashem's truth, she'i'ef sher lahasig, which no human being can understand completely. She'yeda, meaning that a person should know, she'afal pikein tzrichem livro yisodom, that even though man is sheker, even though man is going to sin, do a lot of sins and a lot of destruction, the right thing to do is go ahead with the creation of man. Ki yiyu tzadikim gedolim ko'elu, because there are going to be such great tzadikim, sheyevararu ho'emes lamitoi, who are going to be zocher in this olam hasheker to sort out not just the emes, but to sort out to get to the purest truth, that highest level of truth. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara says, Ze hadon din emes lamitoi daika, a person who judges, who makes a judgment of emes la'amitoi, of the truth of the truth. Hu bebechin azois, he's emulating Hashem. V'alkein hu nase shutuf la'kodesh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. That's why the Gemara says he becomes a partner to Hashem in the creation. Shenemar bohem, because by creation it says, Vayihi erev, vayihi voiker, yoyim echad. It was night, it was morning, one day. Shemisham lomdu rabbi senuzal, shem medrash zeh shenase shutuf. That's where the Gemara learns out this fact that the person who judges the right kind of judgment becomes a partner to Hashem. Ki ho emes, hi kuloy echad, kuloy toiv. Because the truth is all oneness. Look what it says. It says it was night, it was morning, it was one day. Hold on a second. One night and morning are not one. You can't tell me black and white are one. Black is black and white is white. How can you say it was night, morning, one? The answer is because in reality, it is all one. Acho ikar hu emes lamitoi. The most important thing is for a person to realize this concept of emes lamitoi, that the Yetzirah knows Torah also. He also did his homework. And when he's trying to get a Jew to mess himself up and to mess up other people, if the guy is totally off the path, then he'll offer him pork and he'll offer him total junk. The moment a Jew wants to become religious or wants to get to Hashem and everything, the Yetzirah knows he can't sell this guy junk. He can't sell this guy sins. This guy's not on the market for sins. He ain't shop. He ain't looking for sins. He's looking for truth. He's looking to get close to Hashem. So the Yetzirah says, okay, no problem. He goes home, he changes his uniform, and he puts on his uniform of emet. Becomes a rabbi. The Yetzirah comes dressed up as a rabbi, and that you want to be religious? No problem. I have a doctorate in religion too. Come with me. I'll teach you religion. And again, he'll feed the person an emes that will destroy him, chas v'shalom. He'll feed him this kind of emes to discourage him and to make him think nothing of himself, to get all the wrong kind of things. He'll give him all the wrong answers, chas v'shalom. Whereas from the true tzaddikim, that's where we get these right answers. That's where we get the guidance to know that even, I mentioned I think yesterday, the Gemara says that there was a rabbi, one of the leading rabbis in the Gemara, the rabbi of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir's rabbi. His name was Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya. And the Gemara tells a whole story about his birth, the beautiful, incredible story when he was born and his bris and everything. And at one point, this rabbi went south. He went off the path terribly. and he became an Apikoros, and he started, they saw him carrying Greek books, books of Greek philosophy, the Gemara says, and he was singing Greek songs and everything, and he was Mechal Shabbat, and it says he killed people, all kinds of terrible things. And the Gemara says at one point, his student, Rabbi Meir, said to him, they were walking on Shabbos, and his the rabbi was on a horse, and the student was walking, and the rabbi said to Rabbi Meir, go back. You can't walk further than here, because this is the tchum, this is the boundary. So Rabbi Meir said to his rabbi, Rabbi, you go back to, come back too. You know, you're telling me come back, you come back, come back. So his rabbi said, I can't. So Rabbi Meir said, why? What do you mean you can't? There's no such thing. He said, yes, there is. I heard a voice from heaven that said, Shuvu bonim shayvavim, all ruffians, come back, chutz mi acher, except for Acher. That was the name that they had given, the nickname they had given to this rabbi when he went off the bed. They called him the other, like the other side, chas v'shalom. He said, I heard a voice from heaven that said, everybody can go back except Acher. That's where the Gemara drops it, right there. So Tosfos, I think Tosfos asks on the spot, what should he have done? Guy hears Hashem himself say, you get out, what should he do? Tosfos says he shouldn't have listened. That's the one instance. If you hear Hashem saying leave, don't listen. And I think it's the Baal Shem Tov who said, we find this in the Gemara in a different instance. The Gemara says that if a person comes to visit somebody in their house, if somebody invites you for a meal, and then somewhere in the middle of the meal, the guy gets angry and says, get out. The Gemara says, kol ma shomer lecho balabayis asay, whatever the host tells you, you got to listen. If he says, wait, if he says, go, if he says, take another spoon of salad, you know, anything within reason, you're supposed to listen. Chutz mitzei. Except if he says, get out, you don't have to listen. What do you mean, get out? You invited me. I'm staying through this whole lot. I ain't getting out until lunch is over. I ain't leaving before I get dessert. This is what the Gemara says, and there's all kinds of details, you know, this is halakha. So the Baal Shem Tov said, who is the host of the world? Who's the master host? The master host is Hashem. Kol ma Hashem elcha balabayis, I say, anything Hashem says, you're supposed to listen to him. Chutz mitzei. Except if you ever hear Hashem saying, get out, don't. The Torah says, don't listen. That's where you're not supposed to listen. If a person is ever feeling rejection or dejection from Hashem, don't take the bait. Don't listen, because it's not Hashem. It's the Yetzer Hara. And if it is Hashem, he's just testing you. He wants to see if you're sincere. If you're not sincere, you're going to get a push and say, all right, they're pushing me, then I'm going to leave. If you're sincere, what do you mean they're pushing me? No one's pushing. I ain't leaving here for nothing. There's nothing in the world that's going to make me leave. When a husband and wife are loyal to each other, they get into an argument, get out. No, you get out. I ain't leaving for nothing. I'm never going to leave you. There's nothing in the world. There's nothing you could do in the world that's going to make me leave. That's called loyalty. That's called, you know, that's the way a person's supposed to be with Hashem.